Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased, science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertisings, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the September edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Exercise and weight loss. When people exercise, they often don't lose as much weight as scientists expect. To find out why, researchers randomly assigned 171 sedentary, overweight, or obese people to burn A, no extra calories, B, roughly 100 extra calories a day, or C, roughly 250 extra calories a day. All exercise sessions were monitored. After 6 months, Group A had lost half a pound, Group B had lost about 1 pound, and Group C had lost 3.5 pounds. Based on how much the groups exercised, the researchers calculated that Group B should have lost another 3 pounds, and Group C should have lost another 6 pounds. What happened? The people in Groups B and C compensated for the exercise by eating roughly 100 extra calories a day. What to do if you want to lose weight? Eat less. And exercise to lower your risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, some cancers, bone loss, muscle loss, and more. Hula hoop your waist? Could weighted hula hooping help shrink your waist? Finnish researchers randomly assigned 53 overweight people, mostly women, to hula hoop or walk for 6 weeks each. Each person was taught to use a 3 1/3 pound hula hoop. They hula hooped for only 6 minutes a day the first week and added 2 minutes a day each week until they reached 11 minutes a day. For the walking, most participants simply added 10 minutes a day to their usual walking time. Waist size and fat around the waist fell only during the hula hoop period. Waist size dropped about an inch. What to do? If this small study is replicated, it could offer a new option for people who want to shrink their waist fat, which is linked to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Cancers up in young adults. Between 1995 and 2014, the risk of several cancers that are linked to obesity rose more quickly in people aged 25 to 49 than in older adults. In people aged 25 to 29, for example, the yearly incidence of gallbladder, pancreatic, uterine, and colorectal cancers rose by roughly 2 to 4%, while kidney cancer rose by 6%. In each five-year group over 49, the risk of four of those cancers rose no more than 1% or dropped, and kidney cancer rose no more than 2%. What to do? No matter your age, lose or don't gain excess weight. While this study can't show that obesity caused higher cancer risks, it reveals troubling trends. Spendthrift or thrifty? Why is it easier for some people to lose extra weight? Researchers fed 35 young adults, mostly men, 40% more calories than they needed, 1,160 extra calories a day on average, for 2 months. The average participant gained 17 pounds. It ranged from 5 to 24 pounds. 6 months later, they had on average lost only 9 pounds of their excess weight. Those who burned the most calories for their size, spendthrifts, while they were being overfed, lost more weight later than those who burned fewer calories, thrifty types. What to do? Don't assume you can overeat and lose the weight later. Human metabolism evolved to protect against calorie deprivation, not so much against calorie excess, wrote the authors. Screen Test: How to Decode a Sunscreen Label by Caitlin Dow. Sunscreen helps prevent skin cancer and wrinkles, but many of its active ingredients are absorbed through the skin. Are they safe? The Food and Drug Administration wants more research, and Consumer Reports says that most sunscreens with two safe, unabsorbed active ingredients, titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, overstate their SPF. Here's the scoop on sunscreen labels. Expiration date. Sunscreens degrade over time. See no expiration date? That means the company has proven that the sunscreen is stable for at least 3 years. Broad spectrum. Look for a broad spectrum to block both UVB and some UVA rays, though there's no SPF rating for UVA, so you don't know how much is being blocked. The FDA wants all SPF 15 or higher sunscreens to block some UVA rays and wants higher SPFs to block more. SPF. The sun protection factor tells you how well a sunscreen blocks UVB rays. The FDA has proposed that labels not exceed SPF 60 plus because higher SPFs don't offer much more protection. Even SPF 30 blocks 97% of UVB rays. PABA free. Ignore PABA claims. The compound can cause allergic reactions, but it's rarely used in sunscreens anymore. Reef safe. Reef safe usually means no oxybenzone or octinoxate, which can harm coral reefs, but the claim is unregulated, and no sunscreen has been proven safe for all marine life. Water resistant. Swimming or sweating. Look for water-resistant sunscreen which retains its SPF value for either 40 or 80 minutes. Oxybenzone-free. Oxybenzone is readily absorbed and has been detected in human blood, urine, and breast milk. It's a hormone disruptor in animal studies. Unsafe active ingredients? The FDA wants more safety data for 12 active ingredients because they may be absorbed. Zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are not absorbed. But sunscreens that use them may overstate their SPF, says Consumer Report tests. Solution? Try Goddess Garden Everyday Natural Lotion SPF 30 or California Kids Super Sensitive Lotion SPF 30+. Both fared better than others that CR tested. And now, the healthy cook recipe from Kate Sherwood, Foolproof Fish. Gently poaching fish in a flavorful liquid just about guarantees a perfect outcome. Juicy, tasty fillets. Bonus, you also get vegetables and a delicious sauce, all in one pan. Poached Provençal white fish serves four. Ingredients, one onion thinly sliced, one bulb fennel thinly sliced, one clove garlic thinly sliced, a quarter cup extra virgin olive oil, a quarter cup dry vermouth, which is optional, 1 pint cherry tomatoes halved, 1 teaspoon orange zest, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1.5 pounds tilapia, sea bass, snapper, or other firm white fish, skin removed and cut into chunks, a few fennel fronds, 1/2 lemon cut into wedges. In a large deep pan over medium heat, sauté the onion, fennel, and garlic in the oil, stirring often until they start to brown, 3 to 5 minutes. Add the vermouth, if using, and simmer until reduced by half, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in the tomatoes, zest, salt, and 1 cup of water. Simmer until the vegetables are tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Push the vegetables to one side. Add the fish to the open part of the pan. Spoon the vegetables over the fish. Gently shake the pan to distribute the fish evenly. Reduce the heat to low and very gently simmer until the fish flakes easily with a fork, 5 to 10 minutes. Garnish with the fennel fronds. Serve with the lemon wedges. More great poaching combinations. Carrots, leeks, celery, and zucchini. Ginger, scallions, miso broth, and spinach. Bell peppers, onion, tomatoes, garlic, paprika, and lemon. For more poached fish recipes using those combos, go to nutritionaction.com/post. Poached, apologize. Raising the Bar, Real Food in a Wrapper by Lindsay Moyer. The bar aisle is buzzing. Nut butter, egg white, probiotic, protein, smoothie, fruit, and even fat bars are competing with old standbys like granola and cereal bars. Attention shoppers, fresh fruit, crunchy veggies, unsweetened yogurt, nuts, and other whole foods still beat bars any day. But if you want a bar that's more real food than candy, go on. Protein from real food. Do you need a protein bar? Extra protein is unlikely to help you stay full, slim down, or build muscle. But if a bar is your mini meal, you're better off with one that packs a good dose of protein. The best protein bars are mostly real food, like nuts or fruit. Here's how they stack up. RX Bar. This up-and-comer leads the pack with 16 better bites. That's because every RX bar is largely nuts and dates, plus enough dried egg white powder to hit 12 grams of protein. Too bad the Chewy Dexter wasn't a hit with some of our taste testers. Larabar Protein. Think of it as a plants-only version of RX. Larabar proteins start with the brand's blueprint, nuts blended with dry fruit, and toss in enough pea protein powder to roughly double the protein. The calories in protein are similar to RX's. Kind Protein from Real Food. Kind's protein bars have enough whole nuts to supply 7 or 8 of its 12 grams of protein. Nice! The rest is from soy protein, isolate, and milk powder. But Kind may sell the only real fruit protein bars with a candy-like coating drizzled on top. There's enough palm kernel oil to reach 3.5 or 4 grams of saturated fat. So no, Kind protein bars are better bites. Perfect Bar. Their hefty size and heavy dose of honey and nut butter means around 300 calories, 4 to 5 teaspoons of total sugar. No better bites. The worst? Think of Quest and One bars as high-protein junk food. Yes, they're low in sugar because of sugar alcohols, sucralose, or stevia extract, but they have more processed protein and processed fiber than nuts or fruit. What's more, one's palm kernel oil coating tucks in a quarter of a day's saturated fat. Go Nuts! Bars that glom together whole nuts have a lot going for them. For starters, they taste great, but their nuts also supply healthy fats and nutrients like magnesium, zinc, vitamin E, etc. Kind racked up 8 nut butter better bites, including some with just 2 or 3 grams of added sugar. Nut butter filling? Nut Bar's latest spin, nut butter filling often encased in a soft baked oat bar. They all had too much saturated fat, sugar, or both. And so you don't waste time trying them, none deliver the thick, creamy layer of nut butter promised by their ads or labels. Fat bars? Health research says to include lots of healthy fats in your diet and stay away from processed ingredients, sugar, and trans fat, declares Love Good Fats website. But Love Good Fats Fats Blend is a mix of healthy nut or sunflower seed butter and unhealthy saturated fats like palm stearin. The mint chocolate chip, for example, is largely sunflower butter, palm stearin, coconut oil, and whey protein isolate, surrounded by a chocolate-flavored coating of isomaltulosaccharides, palm kernel, and palm oil, milk protein, isolate, etc. Good. Unprocessed? Probiotic pitch. Probiotics from your breakfast bar? We've done it, says Kind Breakfast Probiotics. Kind adds these same Bacillus coagulans, GBI 30-6086 strain, that's in ProBar Live and Lola probiotic bars. What does it do? Kind's label doesn't say. Maybe that's because, despite what many people might expect, the evidence that the microbe leads to fewer GI symptoms or a healthier gut is unimpressive. Fruit finds and frauds. In an ideal world, we'd be able to carry around a box of fresh strawberries everywhere we go. But since that could get a little messy, we've created the next best thing, says Kind Pressed Strawberry Apple Cherry Chia Bars. It's true that no bar beats fresh fruit. And since when are apples messy? But at least Kind processed bars are indeed dried fruit. Another find, Larabars, food made from food, are mostly dried fruit blended with nuts. The frauds? Clif Organic Fruit Smoothie Filled. Some fillings, nut butter, date paste, dried fruit, are decent. But juice concentrates and fruit powders in a smoothie? Afraid so. Nutri-Grain, made with real fruit, means made with more sugar and corn syrup than fruit puree concentrate. Good grains. Want grains, typically intact oats, some 100% whole grain picks. Kind, healthy grains. All but one variety are better bites. Not too shabby. Kashi Chewy. Kashi's chewy granola bars are on par with Kind's, and both sure beat Made Good, which only stays below our sugar limit because its bars are tiny. Ignore Made Good's nutrients found in one serving of vegetables claim. You want vegetables, not their extracts. Kind Breakfast. No, breakfast bars are low enough in sugar for a best bite, partly because they're larger than most. But Kind's tasty peanut butter bar just missed. Other grain bars missed by a mile. Bobo's. The nutrition facts are for just half, so each 3-ounce bar has 340 to 380 calories. And Clif. Whether you're on a 150-mile bike ride or exploring a new trail, this energy bar is built to sustain your adventure, says Clif's website. Maybe. But if your adventure is between a meal snack, other bars beat 4.5 to 6 teaspoons of total sugar. Brown rice syrup is their first ingredient. So, how to choose a better bar? Here's how we choose them. Real food. More than a trivial amount of whole food, nuts, fruit, and or intact whole grain kernels, and little or no refined grain flour. Sugar. No more than 7 grams, 1.5 teaspoons of total sugar. We couldn't get a limit on added sugars because too few bars bear the new nutrition facts label, which discloses how much of the total sugar is added. For most bars, the rest comes largely from fruit. We waived the sugar limit if most of the bar's sugar came from fruit, like an RX bar or a Larabar. But we know from early label adopters that most bars get no more than 2 grams of their total sugar from fruit. Low-calorie sweeteners. No aspartame, sucralose, or acesulfame potassium. All three are rated avoid. Some bars cut sugar by adding safe stevia leaf extract and erythritol, which is less likely to cause gastrointestinal distress than other sugar alcohols like sorbitol or maltitol. And saturated fat. No more than 2 grams. That knocks out nearly all bars that are coated or drizzled with chocolate or caramel-flavored coatings. Both use saturated fat, palm, and palm kernel oils to stay solid at room temperature. Right stuff. Got protein? The future of milk, says Bold House Farms, about its plant protein milk, which gets its protein from peas. Plant milks are surging. One reason? Switching to a flexitarian-style diet, one that has more food from plants and less from animals, can help curb the greenhouse gas emissions that are fueling climate change. And a flexitarian diet that will protect our children's and grandchildren's future has no more than 1 serving of dairy a day, says researchers. Taste-wise, switching to plant-based yogurt or cheese is tough, and many brands are lower in protein and other nutrients than their dairy cousins, but moving to plant milk is a breeze. We're soy milk fans, but not everyone is. Good thing pea protein can also turn plant milk into near-perfect match for dairy. A 110-calorie cup of Bolt House Original has just 4 grams, or 1 teaspoon of added sugar, plus enough added protein, 10 grams, potassium, and vitamins A and D to roughly match milk. Bolt House also has about twice as much vitamin B12 and 50% more calcium than dairy. Taking a calcium supplement? You may want to cut back. If you want to skip the original's added sugar, the unsweetened has none. Either beats the vanilla, 3 teaspoons, or chocolate, 4 teaspoons. Rich and creamy with a touch of sweetness, says Bolt House. Sweet. Food porn. Be afraid-o. Simply put, Fridays always brings the sizzle, says TGI Fridays Vice President of Marketing in an April press release. That's why we decided to expand the sizzling menu for a limited time only, with taste innovations that celebrates everyone's favorite flavors. Thanks a lot, Fridays. Expanding seems to be your expertise. Take the sizzling chicken and shrimp Alfredo. garlic marinated chicken breasts with shrimp served with fettuccine, tossed in Alfredo sauce, Parmesan, and Romano, says the menu. Served over melted cheese and topped with Parmesan, Romano, bacon, and parsley. Yep. Just in case ordinary heart attack on a plate fettuccine Alfredo isn't good enough, Fridays now dishes this out in a pool of cheese topped with bacon and more cheese. Your expanding fat cells need to make room for 1,720 calories plus 48 grams of saturated fat, 2.5 days worth, 2,480 milligrams of sodium, a full day's supply, and a nice load of refined white pasta. It's like being served 3 McDonald's quarter pounders with cheese on one plate. So convenient. We bring the sizzle like no other, says Friday's TV ad. Don't be so modest, TGIF. That's not all you're bringing. Dish of the month. Roasted ratatouille. Chop 1 pint cherry tomatoes, 1 baby eggplant, 1 small zucchini, 1 onion, and 1 red or yellow bell pepper. Toss with 3 tablespoons olive oil. Roast in a 450-degree oven until tender, 15 to 25 minutes. Season with 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Quick tip. For crisp celery that stays fresh longer, lose the plastic bag. Wrap it in foil instead. Use the large outer stalks for stocks, soups, and stews. Save the tender inner stalks and leave for salads. Gut feeling. Can microbes boost your mood? By Caitlin Dow. Is your gut microbiome the key to health and happiness? Ran the Guardian headline in 2017. Germs in your gut are talking to your brain, declared the New York Times in January. Your microbiome, the ecosystem of bacteria, viruses, yeast, and other microbes living in your gut, may be sending signals to your brain that alter your mood, your behavior, and your nervous system's vitality. But scientists are only starting to bring the microbiome brain picture into focus. It sounds a bit like science fiction, doesn't it? Says Valerie Taylor, head of the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Calgary. She's talking about evidence that microbes in your gut may influence your brain. For example, mice are anxious and prefer dark and close spaces, but if they're born and raised without gut microbes, they freely scurry around light exposed areas. When microbe-depleted rats get fecal transplants from people with severe depression, they act more sad and anxious than rats that get transplants from people without depression. But there are enormous gaps in what we know. For one thing, the research has largely been done on rodents. Those rodent studies have advanced our understanding of the microbiome gut-brain axis, but we don't know what the results mean for people, notes John Kelly, a lecturer in clinical psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. In most cases, you can't compare what's going on in a mouse with a human, says Gregor Reed, professor of microbiology and immunology at Western University in Ontario. We've cured cancer many times in mice. Here's what researchers know and what they're still trying to figure out. Ever had butterflies in your stomach? That's the chatter between your brain and your gut. And some of those signals may come from microbes. But no one's exactly sure how gut bacteria are communicating with the brain, says Taylor. One possibility, bacteria may send signals through the vagus nerve, which runs from the brain to the abdomen. In one industry-funded study, giving mice a probiotic, that is, live microbes that provide a health benefit, relieved anxiety, but it had no effect in mice whose vagus nerves were cut. It's time to do these studies, and not just in rodents, says Reed. Researchers can publish all the mice data they want, but until they do something in humans, I'm not sold. So far, most human studies have merely observed that people with disorders like depression, bipolar, autism, and Parkinson's have different microbiomes than people without these disorders. In the best study, researchers analyzed gut bacteria in roughly 2,100 Belgian and Dutch adults. Two types of bacteria were depleted in people with depression, even after taking antidepressants used in account, says Kelly. But the cause and effect aren't clear. Did the missing bacteria cause depression? Or are they missing because depressed people eat differently or are different in some other way? This kind of study can't say. And it certainly can't prove that restoring the depleted bacteria will lift depression. Can psychobiotics help? Psychobiotics refer to probiotics that, when ingested in appropriate amounts, have a benefit to the brain and mental health, explains Philip Burnett, associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Oxford. We've proposed adding prebiotics, foods or their components that feed beneficial bacteria already in the gut, to that list. Most prebiotics are indigestible carbohydrates like fiber. But so far, the evidence that any psychobiotics work is scanty. And submood supplements like Lifted Mood Boosting Probiotic and Renew Life Mood and Stress Probiotic disclose their probiotics genus and species, but not the strains, so it's impossible to know what they contain. That leaves only a few strains that have been tested on mood. Probiotics promotes emotional well-being and relaxation, reads the label of Garden and Life's Mood. The supplement contains Lactobacillus helveticus, R0052, and Bifidobacterium longum, R0175. Do those two popular strains work? Only one study has tested them in people with what the researchers called low mood, and it was company-funded. Among 79 New Zealanders who had some symptoms of depression but weren't on antidepressants, those who took the probiotic for 2 months fared no better than placebo takers. In people without mood disorders, a handful of small studies, nearly all industry-funded, haven't found much. Prebiotics? You can't bottle feelings like this, but they are available in a sachet, says the British ad for Bimuno. Bimuno contains galacto-oligosaccharides. They are chains of 2 to 5 sugar units that our digestive enzymes can't break down, so they end up in the large intestine where bacteria feed on them. That makes galacto-oligosaccharides a prebiotic. Unlike probiotics that contain just a few strains of bacteria, prebiotics feed and amplify many strains of your gut bacteria, Burnett explains. Only a few studies have looked at Bimuno's effect on mood. That is, people who took Bimuno tended to focus for 20 milliseconds longer on positive than on negative words compared to the placebo takers. Would that lead them to feel good over time? Seems like a stretch. And finally, super poopers? Probiotics and prebiotics may have subtle impacts on the microbiome, but they're not meant to reshape your entire microbiome, notes Taylor, and fecal transplant might. In a fecal microbiome transplant, you transfer the gut microbiome from a healthy donor to a patient. The goal is to restore a stable microbiome. Taylor is testing microbiome fecal transplants in people with bipolar disorder who cycle through depressive and manic periods. He recruits only people with superior stool. They can have no family history of inflammatory bowel disease or colon cancer and no recurring stomach issues. The bottom line? There's room to be optimistic that microbes could play a role in mental health, but trying to give people a reality check. That reality? Large, well-designed trials haven't demonstrated that the microbiome affects the brain. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Robel for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.